The following is a lecture given by His Holiness Jayapataka Swami on September 25th, 1983 in New York, New York. The class begins with a reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, Chapter 14, Verse 16.
Was pacified by the son of Marichi in suitable words. Translation of repetition. O hero.
Vidura.
Diti.
Being thus afflicted.
By the contamination of lust. Therefore, poor and talkative. Was pacified by the son of Marichi. Suitable words. Report by Srila Prabhupada. When a man or woman is afflicted by the lust of sex desire, it is to be understood as sinful contamination. Kasyapa was engaged in his spiritual activities, but he did not have sufficient strength to refuse his wife, who was thus afflicted. He could have refused her with strong words expressing impossibility, but he was not as spiritually strong as Vidura. Vidura is addressed here as the hero because no one is stronger in self-control than a devotee of the Lord. It appears that Kasyapa was already inclined to have sexual enjoyment with his wife. Because he was not a strong man, he tried to dissuade her only with pacifying words. Thus ends the purport of His Divine Grace, Srila Avaicharya Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 14, Text 16, in the matter of pregnancy of Diti in the evening. O hero Vidura, Diti, being thus afflicted by the contamination of lust, and therefore poor and talkative, was pacified by the son of Marichi in suitable words. The seeds of desire are lying dormant. Heart, and gradually they come out, become manifest, and they start to sprout and come into complete presence, complete intense manifestation. So, when somebody is afflicted by lust, by very strong desire, that means that the desire seeds have come up to a manifested state. At that time, if one is able to tolerate the influence of those sinful contamination, then one can avoid the fall down. But normally, a person's austerity or renunciation would be gauged about to what extent they can avoid falling down, or they can tolerate the influence of the senses. But actually, even the great yogis, or a great pandit and a brahmana like Kasyapa, who also was the father of the Krishna Gaudiya, a different from the Adis, the influence of the senses is so strong that like Sobrahuni was meditating under the water for 10,000 years, but when he saw two fish having sexual intercourse, he became agitated and he fell down. because he had committed the Vaishnava Aparada against Garuda Dev, he fell down to this material contamination. So, even great sages, sometimes they get agitated. On the other hand, Haridas Thakur, other great devotees, they have been able to tolerate, because actually they have developed already a higher taste. And therefore, when the material opportunities to enjoy present themselves, they're already completely full with the spiritual happiness of Krishna consciousness, therefore they're protected. If you have a glass filled with water, then you cannot add more. Any more you have, it flows over. It's already full. You can't add more. So if we fill ourselves with Krishna consciousness, then there's nothing more to add. That's the only protection. So it is only Krishna who can actually fill completely our consciousness with transcendental bliss. In the material world, no matter how much sense gratification a person may try to achieve, it will never fill the material cup completely, permanently. And the other processes of yoga, they also do not give one practical ananda, satchit ananda vigraha. When we realize Krishna consciousness, that's when we actually get the ananda of life. Other practices of yoga, jnana, they will give us satchit, they'll give us knowledge, and they'll give us realization of the internal essence. In the pastime of Lord Chaitanya and his devotees, we find how Lord Chaitanya, he engages his devotees constantly in performing the Sankirtan Yajna. Actually, devotees should take the humble position according to Lord Chaitanya. Chanada Visuni Chaina Tarodi Vasahishvana Amanena Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari. That being more humble than a blade of grass and being more tolerant than the tree. Actually, in the humility, the devotee never feels himself to be so strong that he doesn't need constantly the mercy of Lord Krishna. Therefore, the devotee is always chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So someone might feel, well, that puts the devotee in a very dependent situation. But being dependent upon Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is the most secure position. The connection with Krishna cannot be severed by any time, place, circumstance. It cannot be, no material thing can stand in the way of the devotee's relationship with Him. Therefore, by chanting and remembering Krishna, one is constantly in connection with Krishna, and one is therefore protected and secure. So, actually, every devotee, they can follow in the footsteps of Prahlad Maharaj, who showed by his constant remembrance of Lord Krishna, that in spite of so many material obstacles, he was always delivered. He never forgot Krishna at any moment. So to practice never forgetting Krishna at any moment, and to purify the consciousness, to think about Krishna in the proper devotional attitude, we always chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Because we are contaminated, so when we try to think about Krishna in material life, alternatively sometimes the material desires pop up. And therefore by intelligence, Vaidhi Bhakti, in the beginning stages, we remove those thoughts and again bring the mind back to Krishna. This way we keep our meditation, our concentration fixed. That is a form of samadhi, or complete absorption in the absolute truth. It's a real samadhi. So, one who can keep the mind always fixed in Krishna. Prabhupada gave the example, you keep the heart always flooded with the flood of Krishna consciousness, with the ecstasy of the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. This is the greatest protection. We pray to Lord Nityananda that even with the drop of the nectar of His mercy, He can flood our heart with transcendental ecstasy. So in that flood, then the seed of material lust doesn't sprout. In India, Mayapur, we grow rice paddies. There, the rice field is always kept in 2-3 inches of water. It has two functions. One function is it keeps the weeds down. Because it's always underwater, so no other weed seeds will sprout. As soon as the water goes down and it gets dry, then other grass starts to come up. So you always have to keep the water in the field. The other is that if you allow the water to go out, then the field, the mud, will dry and crack. When it cracks, if you reflood it again, then the water will seep out through the cracks. So then you again have to go through, and with your hands, they'll go, or now they have little machines that do it. They'll take the mud and scrunch it up and make it fluffy again. That way, the water cannot percolate or go beneath it. It creates a type of a barrier. So by constantly chanting and hearing the holy name of Krishna, the messages of Krishna, then, practically speaking, the heart becomes very soft, so it can also hold the water, the nectar of Lord Chaitanya. But if we allow it to dry up, by not chanting Hare Krishna, by not hearing about Krishna, by not serving Krishna, let the heart dry up, then that's a dangerous position. Then if we do give some sporadic irrigation, it may not hold it, until we again make the proper consciousness. So we get out all of the cracks, all of the offenses which allow the mercy to avoid us. On the other hand, we see that for devotees who have been very careful in chanting and hearing, the spontaneous attraction to the Lord increases day by day. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was staying down in Jagannath Puri, you know that all the residents of Bengal, they go down every year to meet Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When they went down, led by Shivananda Sena and they were so eager, walking the 500 kilometers over the rivers, to the jungles, on the highway, backways. They're very enthusiastic. Although they are going from the kingdom of the Hussein Shah to the kingdom of Maharaj Pratap Rudra, they went without passport, even though they were at war with each other. Those days, passports, you know, the war would be between the soldiers and some. Brahmanas came, regular people came, didn't have any weaponry. That's a side issue. Then they continued down after passing the border, they continued down and go right to Jagannath Puri, you see, step by step, literally. So they usually would arrive before the Rathiyatra festival some days. So about couple weeks or so, a few weeks before the Rathiyatra festival, there's a ceremony where Lord Jagannath is taken on the Narendra Sarovar, the Narendra Lake. There, on the boat, he's given a special ride on the lake. So, the devotees were approaching. Even today, if you approach from a certain angle, through from Bhubaneswara to Puri, you have to go by the Narendra Sarovar and that's the route. So they were going, and suddenly in front of them on the road, they saw a Kirtan party. All the devotees from Bengal, 100 or more devotees, hundreds, they all were going, hundreds of devotees, so many devotees. They're coming on the one just after days and days and days, weeks of walking. Now finally they're coming to Jagannath Puri, their aspirations to see Lord Chaitanya at the peak, just at that moment they hear Kirtan. They hear a Kirtan party, and then they see a procession of Lord Chaitanya, of Lord Jagannath, and his attendants with chavas and gongs, fans and everything, taking Lord Jagannath, Vijayamurti, on a, taking the form of Jagannath on a procession with a palanquin. And then, and Lord Chaitanya and his associates, they were chanting in Kirtan, just along, following behind that procession. So then all of a sudden, all the devotees, when they saw Lord Chaitanya immediately, they became filled with ecstatic symptoms. And they fell down just like sticks on the ground. And Lord Chaitanya, when he saw that, oh, here are the devotees from Bengal, they've come, and he stood there to receive them, and he rushed towards them. Then they were getting up, rushing towards Lord Chaitanya, and then Lord Chaitanya, accordingly, some he would embrace, he saw others he would bless, and all those devotees coming, they are paying their obeisances to Lord Chaitanya, to the other associates, Sarup Damodar, Ramananda Rai, Baninath, Bhavananda Rai, and others. The wives of the associates had also come down in the procession. They were standing beside, and when Lord Chaitanya was embracing their husbands, the different devotees, and paying obeisances, even Lord Chaitanya paid his obeisances to some of them as Vaishnavas. Then the women in the back, they were watching, and tears were pouring from their eyes. In their hearts, they were embracing Lord Chaitanya, offering him obeisance in pure devotion. There, everyone was completely overwhelmed, crying, and a big kirtan ensued. And all of the devotees, then they accompanied Lord Jagannath down to that Narendra Sarovar. And after Lord Jagannath was appropriately worshipped, there the Narendra Sarovar, and suddenly Lord Chaitanya, after many hours of kirtan and everything, he told all the associates that, let's take a bath. And suddenly he jumped. He was in the Narendra Sarovar, and they're all in there, and they're having so many nice. The one significant thing was how spontaneous the different associates, immediately upon seeing Lord Chaitanya, how immediately their consciousness was. The spontaneous attraction is an addiction which a devotee gets, a special favor of the Supreme Lord. On the Krishna conscious movement, we try to keep the heart flooded, keep the seed of desire flooded. And when that seed of desire, which will cause us to be spontaneously attracted to sense gratification, has been flooded long enough, it will perish. It will just rot. Rice fields, after they're flooded for a long enough time, they rise that the weeds die. And that's why rice fields, normally you don't find many weeds there. If you grow another crop afterwards, it's very easy to grow weeds. Weeds are a big problem in agriculture. So all those weeds die out. Instead of being spontaneous, spontaneously attracted to sense gratification. We become spontaneously attracted to Krishna. When that attraction is so intense that just by thinking of the lotus feet of the Lord, we start to cry. Or then, once we're not able to serve, we become intensely eager, enthusiastic to fulfill the desire of the Lord. Even forgetting about our own sense gratification, forgetting about material considerations, and trying intensely to fulfill the desire of the Lord. That is a very good sign of progress. It's a different standard altogether when we're doing service to Krishna and we become very impatient because we're not able to eat at the proper time. We're impatient because we're not able to get to sleep at the proper time. We're impatient because of the other material reasons. This is a sign that our standard is on the material world. Not that we have to, we can't neglect, but even a devotee will rest just so he can do the service better, will eat just so that they can do the service better. But basically, when there's some intense service, the desire will be to fulfill the service. That's where the concentration is. That's where the spontaneous attraction is. So, that happens when a person becomes a devotee of Krishna. That's why we don't really consider ourselves to be devotees in the purest sense. Out of humility, we always consider ourselves to be aspiring devotees. To be a real devotee, that means to have Krishna prema and to be completely a pure devotee. That is such an exalted position. It has nothing to do with this material world. Therefore, this material lust, material desire do not affect. Even if someone is on the stage of bhava, which is considered preliminary liberation, it's already may be liberated completely from karmas. But still, 1% tinge is there. We find from the prayer of Yamuna Acharya, he prays that whenever I think about sex life, my face becomes bitter and I spit. The Prabhupada has 2 points. Number one is the spontaneous detachment of the mind. The other is that even though he was such an exalted acharya at the level of bhava, still the thought came, he admitted it came in his mind. That thought never may come in the mind, it might come. Krishna prema means that the connection with the material mind, the body, is cut. Just the indirect link is there. Just basically, that time, no connection. That time, of course, then there's no danger at all of the sense. But even at the stage of bhava, where one is not attracted to all the sense gratification, one is completely attracted to Krishna just because still the material, there is a mind which has a connection with the body. Sometimes it may come up with some off-the-wall proposal, which is immediately disgusting. Even the thought is rejected. So such devotees don't fall under the material desire. But since the thought is there, one has to be careful. Not to think that, oh no, I am a devotee, even if I think about such things, it's all right. No. Right from the very thought, we don't meditate on the objects of the senses. Rather, we meditate on Krishna's service, that we meditate on His holy name, meditate on the instructions of the spiritual master, and this way we keep the heart flooded. Keep the heart flooded with the ecstasy. Just like yesterday, so many hours were chanting in the Jagannath Rath Yatra procession. How wonderful. Everyone, it's very easy to be absorbed in preparation of such a huge extravaganza festival for the Lord while participating in it. Still sometimes the mind may wander off. Fifth Avenue, Madison Avenue, they're trying to make your mind wander. But with the sound of Hare Krishna, so many devotees, it's very easy to bring the mind back. That's why it's recommended we should have the association of devotees. Constantly we should maintain the association of devotees. It's very easy to bring the mind back again, even if it happens to wander off. Nowadays they're making these Walkman tape recorders so that people, they can constantly listen to Maya. But even these can be dovetailed. I mean, constantly listen to the, one devotee told me that do Sankirtan on the street lights. They say it's really bliss. You just put the Walkman in your pocket and the whole day you're listening to lectures and you go up to people and pick them up at the, preach to them at their cars. So you can hear 3 or 4 lectures in a day. Because it's a very quick stoplight for them. So in everything, somehow or another, we can dovetail it in Krishna consciousness. Just, I got a phone call from Thailand that some life member saw the devotee taking a beautiful pictures during the function. So said, if you take a picture of a business function of the 2000 donation, that's how much professional photography got. So then I did it, got the donation, so I gave out, started giving out, distributing a book, subsidizing at the Bangkok University, and just outside. And that they never tried this before, giving out, subsidizing, just to see. And they didn't try the students. It turned, all the students came and they were flocking around, really appreciating the books that were published in Thai language. So, sometimes that person, the photographer, dovetails it, use it for book distribution, whatever he got from the use it for book distribution. So in Krishna consciousness, we can use so many different things, there's no limit. I don't have to tell the American devotees, they know. How many things can be dovetailed in Krishna consciousness? This way, if we keep our mind fixed at the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya Nityananda, then just like those residents of Bengal, when they saw Lord Chaitanya, their mind was spontaneously attracted. That is a proof. When we find it, when we come before the deity Radha Govinda, Jagannath Subhadra Balaram, that our mind is spontaneously attracted to the lotus feet. When we come in the Bhagavatam class and our mind is spontaneously attracted, that's a very good sign. Not that, of course, if we're sitting in class and we start to doze off, we shouldn't give up the ship. We shouldn't give up hope. Prabhupada said in Mayapur, if you're sleeping during class, you should go out and plow the field. The time there was one sannyasi, in spite of that, he slept. He said, now you go out and plow. Made the sannyasi plow for 5 days. Then after about it. They can't stay awake in class, then they should do some work for Krishna. So there's hope anyway, by whether we work for Krishna, then eventually we'll be spontaneously attracted to hearing about Krishna. That is considered to be a perfection. Dharma sanustita pumshan vishwakshena katasi jat. Not Padaya Diti Ratim Sanaimi Keva. The reverse way is putting it. That is the actual goal, that we should be spontaneously attracted to hearing about Krishna. So, when that happens, then when the sense enjoyment proposals come up, you'll be spontaneously unattracted to them in the preliminary perfectional stage. And ultimately, we of course, we will feel no attraction at all when we achieve Krishna prema, because we won't be connected with our material body in that way. But even in our conditional state, we can be spontaneously detached by becoming spontaneously attached to hearing about and serving the lotus feet of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Any question? Someone could be good. There's a remote control on this right, so chair would be reversed in the opposite way it is now, then I would have a clear shot of remote control. No. Any question? No question? No, but that thing that's taped there on the left, take it out by sliding it back 1 inch and then lifting it up. I mean, this light here is right on the screen. Huh? It will. So, this is a brief slideshow of our Rath Yatra festival in Calcutta, which was started about 12 years ago, I believe, by Srila Vishnupada Bhavananda Goswami. And of course, it was really started by Prabhupada in 1901. When we celebrate the 100th, and practically the 80th anniversary, 82nd. When he took as a 5-year-old, when he took his little Rath Yatra in the streets of Calcutta, and with a little kirtan party and a little festival, even today you still see many children doing that in North Calcutta, in that area where Prabhupada used to live as a child. So Prabhupada requested Vishnupad and other devotees that we should make the Calcutta Rath Yatra the biggest in the world. The original Rath Yatra in Puri is just 500 miles away, so we have immediate competition. We always hold it on the same day. So, it's Jagannath. Outside the Calcutta temple, the 50-foot rod is set up. And Jagannath, Subhadra Balaram are taken to the cart procession. You can see the steering wheel of the cart is put on the top because you have to have a vantage point on the 8-foot wheels. As you're going steering through the sometimes narrow streets of Calcutta, you have to be able to see, because sometimes little old ladies and young men in all kinds of shapes of people running towards the wheels of Jagannath slip. And so one has to be constantly aware if there's anybody under the wheel, so to speak. Just before that. So there's not only an air brake system, but there's also, this is Abhidhara Prabhu on the right, who's the temple president of Calcutta. And on the left is Bhakti Ananda Swarup Swami, who's starting the steering this year. In the back of the Rath Yatra, there are also big railway brakes taken from the Indian railways, run by manually. So beforehand, of course, last year the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court of Calcutta, he swept the road before Lord Jagannath. This year he also agreed to do the same, but suddenly he felt that he had to cancel his court attendance and everything. So the local dignitaries swept the road in front of Lord Jagannath using the golden broom. Jagannath Puri, we saw the descendant of the king of Orissa, the present king. Of course, he has no other kingdom per se. He still goes in a procession with bands and on his elephant, and he performs this function, sweeping the road. Originally, according to the pandas of Orissa, that Indradumna Maharaj, I believe was the original king, he was supposed to marry another neighboring princess. But when they saw that he swept the road in front of Lord Jagannath, the person wearing these, was a special dignitary, came to also sweep. When he saw that this Maharaj Indradumna was sweeping the road, then he felt very insulted that my daughter is going to marry a street sweeper. No king will sweep. So they took this to be a great offense against Lord Jagannath. And there were a few other things said also which made it more offensive. So Indradumna declared war against him. And the Maharaj went out to attack that kingdom. On the way, according to the history handed down by those local priests, that there was one lady selling yogurt. She was carrying a package of yogurt on her head, and when she saw these two generals came up to her, one on a white horse and one on a black horse, and said, "Give us some yogurt, we're very hungry." So she said, "Well, you have to pay me. We don't have any payment. You can get it from the king behind us. You give this ring to him." And well, the general on the white horse gave a ring, so it was a very valuable golden ring. So she took it and gave the yogurt, which they drank. And when the king came, then this old village lady came up and said that, "Please pay me for the yogurt." Why? After great trouble, the king went. Finally, she got to the king and said, "Well, your two generals took my yogurt. They didn't pay. You're supposed to pay me." He said, "What two generals?" He said, "My generals are all here." "No, there was one on a white horse and one on a black horse. What did they look like?" "One was black colored and one was white. And they gave me this ring to give you. And look, it was the ring of Jagannath." From the description, Krishna and Balaram themselves had come up and taken the yogurt from her. So then he gave her a whole village. Made her a countess. And he knew that now his campaign would be victorious. Here we're taking the Rath Yatra out of that narrow road in front of the Calcutta Temple, and now going into the main streets. Calcutta, Prabhupada said, used to be the jewel of the British kingdom. Of course, now it's run down a little bit. But this Rath Yatra was advertised by billboards all over the town, and also by radio, three times a day on the national radio, which they even heard in neighboring countries like Tibet, Bangladesh, Nepal. So many people come out. It's the whole day is a holiday. And the people coming out on this day are coming specifically to attend the Rath Yatra ceremony. Otherwise, it's a holiday, especially this year was a double holiday. Focus? Is it because it was also a Mohammedan holiday? So nobody was on the street normally. There's no traffic, anything. The people were coming simply to attend the Rath Yatra ceremony. It's Bhakti Prabhav Maharaj. He's announcing there on the mic, "Chant Hare Krishna, stay away from the wheels. Chant Hare Krishna, move on the side." Because we had a lot of, there's so many people that it's a constant thing to keep them away from the wheel and to also direct. There's a whole squadron, a fleet commander, tow commander, rope lieutenant. Then you have the rear tow commander. Then you have the brake sergeants. And you have the whole, whatever, whole fleet there. Then we have, in front, we have a Nittai Gaur deities. They have, then we have various things in the procession about a mile long. It seems to slide in that picture. And they cordon around the whole cart so that nobody can get within 8 feet. And inside, there are people with who when people try to break the cordon to get in and touch the cart, they push them out. That's where most of the fights come. When someone wants to come in and get some flour off the cart or touch it, and then the people in the cordon keeping them out. This is when the cart is stopped, so we have opportunity to do a little kirtan. At one point, there were 200 students who all just started dancing in kirtan, had their own huge kirtan. This is from the side of the cart as you're going down the road. You can see that on the side there, their function is to see if the wheels are clear and to also collect donations. Sometimes people come in the neighborhood with offerings of fruits, flowers, with arti. This is out of place. Okay. At one point, on the return route, it started pouring rain. It's not completely in order. You can see the road down. It started pouring rain. And in spite of getting completely soaking wet, still, the people just continued on. Here you can see that in front of Lord Chaitanya Bigby, these are little Nitai Gaur deities from the Jali boat, the Nitai Padakamala. They've come for this function. The Rath cart was constructed by a devotee called Mayeshwar. I think he's originally from New York. We'd like to have two more cars by next year's festival. The government provides a special truck to lift up some of the low-lying wires that sag down below the limit that they're supposed to. We didn't miss anything, though. We didn't take a picture of that. This is the cart when it's down. People, they periodically like it if the car goes up and down. When it stays down, when they want to go back up again, they like the car looks much nicer when it's up. But in the newspapers, they covered that the Calcutta Rath has become the complete attraction for the whole city. I mean, that's all people talk about. When they come in the airport, they ask the American ambassador, came to Calcutta, and he came, called up our temple and asked, what is the meaning of Ratha Yatra? He said, why? And he said, well, every time I go in the airport, in the summer, you know, that I've been coming in, they all ask me if I come for the Ratha Yatra. So I went into the Krishna Ratha Yatra, so I wanted to know what it was. In other words, everybody comes in, they think, oh, you're coming for Ratha Yatra? We tell them that the people are coming from all over the world. Even the cows, they're also really attractive, doing a double take of Lord Jagannath. About 5,000 bananas were thrown off the cart. This year we tried bananas on the recommendation of one of our acharyas. You'll see the kirtan party in front of the cart. We'd like to have four kirtan parties, probably said one on each side. We just don't know how to fit them on the side. Here the road's a little wider. But normally the Calcutta is difficult. One place, the person parked a car in the middle of the road and couldn't find the driver. So they came up to the car. Here's Itagor. And they came up to the car, the police couldn't find the driver and told the crowd to move it. So they just picked up the car, about 200 people, picked it up and threw it over a fence. I don't know how the person ever got the car. You can see how enthusiastic they are. Here we got too close to Deity. Suddenly they put up the green flag. Jai Jagannath! The people is rushed. Then, you know, we're caught until we have to rush also, otherwise. They just pull. As you can see, it's just like they hang off the rope. There's not enough room to get to touch the rope. If you can touch the rope, it's a major accomplishment. If you can touch it. And practically, they fight to hang on. If somebody pulls their spot off the rope, then you have a little fight there on the side. So whenever the cart stops, and we tell them, let all the ladies come up and touch the rope. Behind, you can see, they call it in the one of the more cynical papers said this is the annual 8-hour traffic jam. This is a main, this is 10-mile route. Takes anywhere between $6 to $8, depending on things beyond our control. And this day, of course, it was a complete holiday. Previous years, it was a half a holiday, so there was still some traffic. But it gets so crowded that this is the main thoroughfare. So this, that means it's like, there's only about three main roads in Calcutta, which is the main one. You can see where the ropes are, where the concentration of black heads, of the hair on the head. We stop at the main intersection sometime and do arti for it. Apparently the photographer was amazed at how the cow was completely absorbed in the Lord Jagannath. So regarding the progress of our competition with our neighbor, last year they published in the newspaper that trains, they have special trains that they put on, five special trains to Jagannath Puri, that the special trains went 30% full for the first time in 20 years. Which, the only reason is because so many people coming to the Calcutta Rath Yatra. In fact, now the railway puts special trains both ways. Some people from Orissa are coming up to Calcutta and they're seeing the Rath Yatra festival. So recently the Jagannath Puri Temple in Puri, they published a special booklet, and there they had a picture of Dinanath and Manu, and it must be old pictures from 71 when we went there. They had a special picture showing some of the ISKCON devotees and say that Jagannath Puri Rath Yatra attended by devotees from all over the world. We can be reminded that Prabhupada said that we should construct the Mother Jagannath Puri Temple, which is the same size as the existing one, or a little bigger. And then do kirtan in front of the Lord Chaitanya Jagannath Temple, and then Lord Jagannath will come up and come over to our temple. Srila Prabhupada ki Jagannath Swami ki. So, Jagannath is so kind that now he's come all over the world, here in New York and Fifth Avenue and Los Angeles and Venice Beach and Tokyo. And so Calcutta, there was never a Rath Yatra before because of so many tram lines, thanks to the British. Nitai Gaur Vimandi Hari Hari Gaur. But thanks to Jayananda and the inventors of the convertible top Rath Yatra, we've been able to negotiate their wires. So as a result, now we can have a big rod. So everybody's coming out. There used to be fairs in Calcutta, like state fair type things for the Rath Yatra. But the paper last year said the Calcutta annual Rath Yatra fairs have been buried under the ground by the ISKCON Rath Yatra. Nobody goes to the fairs anymore. Everybody, you know where they are. They're right here. It's a constantly changing crowd because as the people are coming, we go on 10 miles, so they walk along for a mile, then they gradually peel off and new people come on. So it's a constantly changing. So as you're seeing a different scene, then there's actually mainly a different group of people. The whole family comes out. Husband, wife, children, have a darshan, wearing their silk saris, the women. It's a very big event. And it's actually a 9-day festival. There's two Rath Yatras, one going and one coming. We take Lord Jagannath, this is on the main Chaurangi Avenue. Behind is the largest building in Calcutta. But it doesn't match much with the Empire State Building, being only about 21 stories, 27 stories. But this is the main thoroughfare. This is near the public bus terminal. So the seventh, we go, this is going, Rath Yatra, the pictures of the coming Rath Yatra was the raining a lot. That coming Rath Yatra is sometimes more interesting because it's not a holiday then. They don't only give you one holiday. So that they, all the office crowds, when they come out, then they meet the Rath Yatra. They usually stay a little later. So then it's a very big crowd. People offering their obeisances to Lord Jagannath. Behind is the construction of the proposed Calcutta subway. Scheduled to be finished in 1981. Actually, I don't know how we got back here again. This is back in front of the Calcutta temple. You can see the lake there of the, it's called Victoria Place. Prabhupada would like it to be renamed. We'd like to name it the Bhaktivedanta Place. But the government has given us that that park and the lake for beautification. So now we've Vishnupad has organized the whole replanting there, and they're putting up some special what do you call it, kiosks, gazebos or something, gazebos and different type of decoration. It's beautiful. This road is so narrow that just never enough room. So actually we start coming to the end of the Rath Yatra actually, which is in far north Calcutta, where the Rath is going to remain for 8 days in addition to the Rath Yatra day. It's going to remain there and we put on our candle program, which everyone's welcome to come on the early part of July, then they come to the rest of the day. There's a red flag, stop, it must be adjusting the roof, the canopy. It's getting to be dark. When it gets dark, completely in the nighttime, then it gets a little bit wild. People just, they get just more excited. And in Calcutta, there's normally load shedding. That's the excuse they have for the electricity failures. They say it is sufficient load, so they shed the load in some area. Say they need 500 megawatts, they have 300, so 200. But I never see the 200 that's supposed to be lit. But it was a blessing in disguise for Rath Yatra because we have a generator and we have the whole Rath Yatra car lit up at night. Unfortunately, I don't think they have a picture of that. And it's so beautiful in a completely dark street filled with millions of people to see the Rath Yatra just like a big transcendental moon coming down with Lord Jagannath just like jewels just in the center there with the lights on them. People come out even more in the evening, but then it gets so crowded you can't see them that it's it gets very difficult. Sometimes the people, I mean, this big a crowd, even the police, they just completely give up. I mean, if it was unruly, you would have no hope of controlling it. But by Lord Chaitanya's and Jagannath's mercy, people are generally, of course, they're going there not for any other purpose but to do religious austerity, to pull the Rath Yatra car, so normally things are very well organized. Not organized, but well, at least pretty peaceful. There's always the problems that come up. So this is a daytime picture because at night the people come, and that kind of thing, it's not possible to photograph. Of the temple, every year we build it fresh. This is the temple where this year Lord Jagannath came to. It's about 80 feet high, maybe 60 feet high. Different designs every year. This is the time they made a square temple. And in there, Lord Jagannath, Nitai Gaur, Prabhupada, they remained for the 8 days, 9 days of the Rath Yatra function. park is completely taken over. All the things that you like, this is a wooded pathway you make because it's the rainy season, if it rains, so that people can not have to walk on mud. So we built a walkway out of wood there. You can see it in front. And then we connect this temple to the main big top to the whole exhibition. Here the people are taking Lord Jagannath from the cart. They're proceeding in procession, all the students chanting, Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath. That's the Rath Yatra cart at night. You get a picture. Here you got an idea. Because they're unloading now. Therefore they Rath Yatra. But in the actual stage, they're having kirtan, Prabhupada's pictures there in the back. And they have RT lecture. This is Bhakti Chumara's giving out an award to the books as well as certificates. And first prize is a free trip, all expenses paid, with your two parents or your one friend as you choose. Two, depending on the age groups, to Vrindavan for the best artist in the Jagannath Rath Yatra painting contest. Over 5,000 entries sent in this year. The paintings are really beautiful. Here's with the Bhagavad Gita distribution program. Those who want Bhagavad Gita, they can get autographed if they get a good time. So this lady's presenting the Bhagavad Gita, or I'm presenting it to her after autographing it. She's already donated the requisite donation on the site of the cost of the conversation. Here is the, it says, painting contest. But it's so crowded, the photographer apologized, he couldn't actually get any close-ups. They take it down in the daytime, put it up at night. You can just see through all the people, I mean, they pack in to see these paintings. In fact, I was thinking that the last year's paintings should be brought over to the West and you could see when put them up here in America during the Rath Yatra. It's really inspiring to see these 6, 7-year-olds, 10-year-olds, 15-year-olds boys and girls. They're beautiful. They have to, the only rule has to show Jagannath and show Lord Chaitanya. So you get some beautiful pictures of Lord Chaitanya and Jagannath, Rath Yatra. There are about a dozen book tables. This is a book table man by the Bhaktas, wearing white. People come out, this is Boys Holding Gita Gan, which Vishnupada just published Gita Gan recently. And Srila Rameshwar's own helped to publish some books last year. Here's another book table. Yet another book table. They also come up and buy beads. This is in front of the temple. Now you can see at night time the people coming to take darshan. Jai Jagannath Subhadra Balaram Ki. Jai Jagannath Ki. They come up to get Charanamrita. Originally, you see, had the deities on the main stage, but then the people would go, they want to have darshan. So then we put them on the side, and they couldn't have a lecture because they'd all be, you know, just complete. Maybe you don't know. But it's a very intense situation over there, so we have to separate everything. Yeah. We have prasad distribution outside from the special armored vehicle. We bought a we got a donated surplus army vehicle, and that's what we conditioned into a prasad distribution. I don't know if the slide didn't come in this group. Here is a special exhibition on the Worldwide Krishna Conscious Movement with electrical push button. Exhibition on the left there. I use this body. This is to give you just a perspective. This is the side view of the Pampa. The Pampa is bigger than a football field. It's a side view from the center of the Pampa, looking into where the deities are. During the day, 20, 50 people always coming and having darshan. They take off the. This is a side view. You see. This is a backwards life membership booth program. Then this is a picture from inside the panel. The panel holds, the panel means like a big tent or circus tent, big top. It's about 30 feet high. It's made to hold the rain. But inside they put a false roof and colored cloth. And they do this. This is all the decorations done by the woven cloth. The entire board, these are on the left and right, they're too big to put on the stage. This is just a very close up shot. It holds about 10 to 20,000 people. These are close up. Now, due to that, they didn't use fast enough film, so the picture didn't come out so good. But you're getting, it goes back. This is from the center of the, this is not from the stage, but this is from the standing down on the ground in the crowd. It goes back about 300 feet from the stage. And the people are standing on the outside of the panel there, looking in. And there's about 50 deep all around on the outside, looking in. And inside, the people, Mataji sit on one side, and the men sit on the other side. And they very quietly listen to the lecture and the program. The amazing thing is that this whole program is going on. There's nothing else but Krishna. There's the Jagannath painting contest, there's singing darshan of the deities, there's hearing the lecture on the stage, you're seeing the exhibits, question and answer booth. If Srila Ramachandra had his mercy on us, we could have some of these wonderful exhibits that they've made in Los Angeles converted for use in India. But the last time I asked them, they were $800 beyond that. But we do our best. And these people, though, they're coming just for this Krishna conscious lecture, drama, films. There's no other cultural event. There's not even Indian dancing. There's nothing. There's not anything. The only culture presented is the pure culture of Jagannatha or Chaitanya. Yet, people pack the place. On the weekends, you get 100,000 people a night. And on the weekdays, because it's an 8-day festival, you get a minimum of 50,000. Even on the raining day, one day there was practically the same crowd, 40,000. On the weekend, one government official was supposed to speak. He came, and even with the police help, he couldn't get in for a half an hour. Mm-hmm. It's so crowded. And outside the Rath Yatra, they didn't take a picture, but there's like hundreds of popcorn vendors, papadam vendors, pakora vendors, balloon vendors, you name it. The only people that sneak inside are the lifesaver vendors, the lozenge vendors. They put their lozenge bottle underneath the shirt, come in, and then they go in the crowd tapping a spoon on the bottle. Hard to get them out, selling lozenges to the people while they're listening to the lecture. Over 40 tons of prasadam were distributed during the Rath Yatra. They don't take any donation from ISKCON Puguli for that. They raise it from the local life members. ISKCON Puguli only goes to the rural places and the places in Mohinlal, very like Bangladesh, Pakistan, Vrindavan, Mayapur, Hyderabad, Farm, Nepal, places like that. Calcutta, Bombay, they have to collect their own. So that was the basic going in the 8-day, 9-day festival at the park, which started in 1899, 1900 by 1901 by Srila Prabhupada, and rejuvenated by Vishnupad. We're trying to, he's some years he comes, some years he's not able to make it nowadays. It's actually by the mercy of Prabhupada that he said that we make this the biggest Rath Yatra. So we're trying to fulfill his desire. And it's a hard struggle. The background, I believe, even at the time, is that last year the communist government said you can never have Rath Yatra again. And we can only hope that by Jagannath's mercy. In fact, this Rath Yatra has more or less turned the tide. At the Janmashtami festival, two ministers from the communist government of West Bengal came out to the Janmashtami festival and they lectured. And they were praising Prabhupada and the Krishna conscious movement by anything. One of them, who's a slightly different party, he criticized the other members of the coalition. And he said that this godless concept will never succeed. Prabhupada has shown that without Krishna, without God, there can be no
system which will succeed, neither communism or any other. And he was yelling out, so it was a big step forward there. In a sense, actually, what has won them over, I feel, to support more than anything is the millions of people that have come out. But if you can't beat them and join them, they see that it's no use them trying to tell the people, don't come to Ram Yatra. They didn't give us the permission. What would it mean? They're going to come anywhere. So,
got to happen.
By Lord Chaitanya's mercy, if they knew it was going to be that big, then 12 years ago, they would never have given us the permission, I'm sure. Jai Jagannath Swami Ki.
Jai.
Jai Aharo Vishwaji.
Jai.